Proverbs, Chapter 7. My son, keep my words, and lay up my commandments with you. Keep my commandments, and live, and my law is the apple of your eye. Bind them upon your fingers, write them upon the table of your heart. Say unto wisdom, you are my sister, and call understanding your kinswoman, that they may keep you from the immoral woman, from the seductress who flatters with her words. For at the window of my house I looked through my casement, and beheld among the simple ones, I discerned among the youths, a young man void of understanding, passing through the street near her corner, and he went the way to her house, in the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night. And, behold, there met him a woman with the attire of a harlot, and subtle of heart. She is loud and stubborn, her feet abide not in her house. Now is she outside, now in the streets, and lies in wait at every corner. So she caught him, and kissed him, and with an impudent face said unto him, I have peace offerings with me, this day have I paid my vows. Therefore came I forth to meet you, diligently to seek your face, and I have found you. I have decked my bed with coverings of tapestry, with colored spreads, with fine linen of Egypt. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Come, let us take our fill of love until the morning, let us delight ourselves with love. For my husband is not at home, he has gone on a long journey. He has taken a bag of money with him, and will come home at the day appointed. With her enticing speech she caused him to yield, with the flattering of her lips she seduced him. He goes after her immediately, as an ox goes to the slaughter, or as a fool to the correction of the stocks. Till an arrow strikes through his liver, as a bird hastens to the snare, and knows not that it is for his life. Hearken unto me now therefore, O you children, and attend to the words of my mouth. Let not your heart turn aside to her ways, go not astray in her paths. For she has cast down many wounded, yea, many strong men have been slain by her. Her house is the way to Sheol, going down to the chambers of death.